Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 15th of June. No Wedding Garment. The great harvest is the high point of the parable. However, the parable does not conclude with the wedding hall being filled with guests. When the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man who was not wearing a wedding garment. The king said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?" The man was speechless. Remarkably, the king was still inviting this man to join a discussion regarding his participation in the wedding feast. However, the man refused to respond. He was speechless because he had not learned a culture of fellowship in the household of God. The word of faith was not in his heart or in his mouth. He had no testimony as a son of God. The king then instructed his servants to bind the man hand and foot. He told them to cast the man into outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. We know that Jesus was referring to the eternal torment that will be experienced by all those who were cast into the lake of fire for eternity. The man who had no wedding garment had responded to the invitation to join the wedding feast, but he did not accept or embrace the culture of the agape meal. He did not belong to the elect. Rather, he was guilty of the sin of presumption as he sat down to eat and drink at the feast without fear. The presumption of this man demonstrates that he did not fear God. He did not honor or respect the king. We are reminded that God addressed this same sin of presumption among the priests in the Jewish nation. He declared through the prophet Malachi, "A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence?" The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 22, verses 11 to 14, Romans chapter 10, verse 8, Jude chapter 1, verse 12, and Malachi chapter 1 verse 6. For further study, Malachi chapter 1.